Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in today. I am Dave Whitechalk. I am the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the keys to being a great negotiator in real estate. And I feel firmly that you cannot be a great realtor without being a great negotiator. And notice that I'm saying a great negotiator, right? Because we hear people talk about negotiation all the time, and people wear it as like a badge of armor. They say, I'm a fierce negotiator. I'm an aggressive negotiator. And I think that that has a place. There's a place and there's a time for that, for sure. But I don't think you could have just that one thing. You can't be a fierce negotiator all the time, but you can be a great negotiator all the time. I think there's a difference between them. And I don't want to be known as a realtor. I don't want to be known as a fierce negotiator. I want to be known as a deal maker. I want to be known as someone who can get a deal done between two people who maybe other people wouldn't be able to get a deal done for. I want to be known as someone who can negotiate a deal where both sides feel good about it. And I think that's the difference between being a great negotiator and a fierce negotiator. Sometimes people just want to be known as someone who's just this a shark, or they're so aggressive and whatever. And it doesn't always work. So how do you be a great negotiator? Well, there's a couple things that you need to do, and there's a couple things that you don't. One thing that you need to do in order to be a great negotiator is be a great listener. And I know people say that all the time, and what exactly does that mean? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to understand the needs and the concerns of the people that you're working with. And if you can identify their priorities, all right, it's so much easier to negotiate on their behalf. You know, and this is what I mean as far as being a fierce negotiator, a great negotiator, because sometimes, look, let's be honest, sometimes if you're a fierce negotiator, it can cost you a few deals. So if you're working with a young couple and maybe they're expecting a baby in a few months and they say, I want to have this house purchased before the baby's born, well, then you don't want to be a fierce negotiator for them. You want to be a great negotiator. You want to find a house that's suitable to their needs, that can get them in, that can allow them time to set up a nursery or whatever else it is that they want to do. Or maybe you're working with a seller who's saying, you know, Dave, I'm in some financial trouble here and I really need this house sold. I really need the money. Well, that may impact how we price the home, the way we market the home. So you got to be a good listener and you got to understand what it is that your clients want and what they expect from you. The other thing you need to do is you need to be thoroughly prepared. And it's more than just running comps, right? You have to understand market trends, location, how homes are selling. If a home is priced too high and you have a buyer who wants to get into a house ASAP, maybe you could even cross that one off the list if you have a seller that's not going to be negotiable or willing to understand what their house is actually worth. Maybe they got bad advice, or maybe they're just stubborn in what they want. You got to be well prepared, because if you're well prepared, you're going to make informed decisions and you can have strategic responses. If you put an offer in, maybe you get a counter offer, and how you respond to that, you have to be prepared. You have to know everything that you need to know about the house and about the client that you're negotiating for. And I think the other thing that is so important when it comes to negotiating, try to maintain a win-win mindset. I truly believe the best deals in real estate are the deals where both parties walk away feeling satisfied. Now, they might not feel great. They might not feel like they, you know, landed some great white whale of a deal. But if they feel satisfied, if they feel like you protected their best interest, that you negotiated on their behalf, that you got them a really good deal, it should be win-win. There's nothing better than when you're at the closing table and the buyer's happy, the seller's happy, things go smoothly. It's a really good feeling. So I think you want to keep that in mind when you're negotiating. There's a time for competition and there's a time for cooperation. And sometimes you got to do what you need to do to bring a deal together. Again, if you want to be a great realtor, if you want to be a great negotiator, be a deal maker. Be someone that can keep a challenging situation on the right track. I think there's a lot more to be said for someone who's great at negotiating as opposed to someone who's just one lane. This is what I do. This is how I do it. Now, there's a few things you definitely want to avoid, right? And one of the biggest mistakes you could make during any negotiation is getting overly emotional. And I think that's really challenging with real estate because a lot of times when people are buying and selling a house, it's a major point in their life. They could be growing a family. They could be downsizing a family. It could be an estate of a loved one. They could be coming off a divorce or out of a relationship or into a relationship. These times in your life where things can be emotional to begin with, and now you add on the process of buying or selling a home. But when it comes to making decisions, emotions will almost always cloud your judgment. And you don't want to have that happen. It's important to stay composed and stay rational when you're negotiating a deal. You might not like the person on the other side of the negotiation, but you should definitely respect them. And that's going to make it a little bit easier to get a deal done. You also want to stay away from revealing too much information. Again, we always have to disclose the things that we know about the house, but if you're working, one example I want to give here. If you're working with a buyer, don't send a generic pre-approval on a house that they're making an offer on. And what I mean by that is, you know, they get that pre-approval letter, that initial pre-approval says, congratulations, you're pre-approved. You can buy a house for up to $300,000. And then they find a house that they want to buy and it's listed at $250,000 and they send their offer for $240,000. Don't send the pre-approval that says they're pre-approved for $300,000. You really compromise their negotiating ability when the seller thinks that, you know, why not buy it for $250,000 if you're pre-approved for $300,000? Send those pre-approvals at the asking price. Let the other agent know, hey, there may be some wiggle room if we can make a deal here. But be careful about revealing too much information, whether you're working on behalf of the buyer or whether you're working on behalf of the seller. I hate when I see it, and I see it a lot, when they say motivated seller. First of all, shouldn't every seller be motivated, right? I mean, if you're going to put your house on the market, shouldn't you be motivated to sell it? What's the opposite of a motivated seller? A casual seller? Someone who's considering selling? Like, once your house is on the market, you want it sold. Stop saying motivated seller. It's kind of like code for desperate. And if I'm working with the buyer and I see that on a listing, I'm going to try to take advantage of it. So be careful. If you want to be a great negotiator, don't give up too much information. And even in today's market, and I know the tendency is to get deals done quickly, to move fast, and a lot of times you really have to, but you want to avoid rushing the process whenever possible. And what do I mean by that? Sometimes you'll get a buyer, they'll come to you and say, hey, great news, I already have a pre-approval. Let's go looking at houses tomorrow. And then you look and it's one of those bad pre-approvals that we talked about where it says, all we have to do is verify your income, your assets, your employment. Well, instead of rushing right out and looking at houses, let's take the time and let's get an accurate pre-approval from a trusted lender that we know is going to say exactly what we can and can't do. Negotiation takes time. So when you find a house that you like or when you're selling a house, There's a reason in the contract they give you 5 days to negotiate after a home inspection is done. And it's because they know that it takes some time to determine what people are willing to do, what they're not willing to do. It's the same thing in starting the process as well. One thing that I like to do with all of my listings, I prefer, when possible, to list a house on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. And you may think, well why? Because a lot of people look at homes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I want to have that house out there for 48 to 72 hours to market it, to get it out to as many people as I can, to try to pack that first weekend of showings. And you can't do those things if you're so concerned about rushing through the process. Take your time when it comes to negotiation. It'll make you better at your job. It'll make you a more skilled realtor that people want to work with. And ultimately, it'll provide better outcomes for your clients. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.